The Discovery Channel dramatic miniseries Manhunt Unabomber tells the story of FBI Special Agent James Fitzgerald, whose analysis of written material from the Unabomber ultimately led to his capture and conviction. Now retired, the real Agent Fitzgerald is a Philadelphia native and former Bensalem police officer. NewsWorks Tonight producer Shai Ben-Yaakov caught up with Fitzgerald, or Fitz as he's known, giving a talk at Congregation Tiferet Israel in Bensalem.
You know, a lot of the series seems to suggest the FBI kind of had their way of doing things, and they were not necessarily open to a new idea like this that hadn't been tried before. Do you think that was pretty true to life, and has that changed at all?
Yeah, the miniseries made it a little more dramatic than it was. I actually got along with the bosses at the UTF, the Unabomber Task Force in San Francisco. I was a brand new profiler. Part of me wanted to use my 17 years of investigative skills that I had. But once I looked at some of the letters and of course the manifesto, I knew an answer somehow lied in all of these words. So I said to the bosses, let me run with this. And after I showed the big boss on the second letter the Unabomber ever wrote, a 1985 letter to a professor at the University of Michigan, where I was the first one to see down the left-hand column, Dad, it is I. Maybe we have a serial bomber with a father complex. And the boss loved that and said, Fitz, we'll put you in charge of language. Let me know what you come up with.
You're portrayed as someone who was a little bit obsessive about this case, sometimes to the detriment of your own family. Was that accurate in any way?
Yeah, I like to stay away from the word obsessive that has a, you know, psychological connotation. I will say, though, I was laser focused. I really set my goals once I got onto this case, knowing that it was going on 17 years old at the time I was assigned to it. I know three people had already been killed. I knew a dozen others seriously injured. He almost brought down an airplane, which he could do any time again if the bomb went off right the next time. And I just dedicated myself night and day.
How do you think that Ted Kaczynski was able to get away with what he did for so many years?
Well, you live in a cabin by yourself in the middle of the woods. You talk to virtually no one. And you're willing to travel, 1,500 miles just to mail your letters or your bombing devices. And you have a pretty high IQ to begin with. And you know to wear gloves when you're typing your letters, handling the pages, and of course the bomb components, you have a good chance of getting away with your crimes. His mistake was actually talking to the whole world through his letters. And if he never wrote those letters, it's very possible he'd still be out there bombing. So language meant a lot to him, and ultimately it came to be his the nail that sealed his coffin shut. And that's probably why he dislikes the role I played in this case most of all. I was supposed to interview him 10 years after he was sentenced in 2007 because I was already in Colorado Springs, Colorado, doing some lectures, and his prison's about 50 miles from there. I had it all set up. I did my lectures at the Air Force Academy, next day driving to the prison after this is all set up for months, and the correctional officer told me, by the way, Mr. Kaczynski told me to call you in today that he's too busy to be interviewed by you. And just as a reminder, the Supermax, you're in lockdown by yourself 23 hours a day, 7 days a week, in his case, till the rest of his life. However, he was too busy for me that day. So he knows all about Jim Fitzgerald. He has all kinds of fans, anarchists, whatever, from all over the world that we know are writing him letters. He doesn't watch the TV show. He has no TV privileges. But I'm sure people did watch the miniseries. I'm sure they told him all about this guy, Fitz. And I'm sure as much as he disliked me before, he probably dislikes me even more now. Luckily, he can't make any bombs where he's at, though.
Do you ever write him letters? Does he ever write you letters?
After that failed attempt in 2007, the Discovery Channel people encouraged me to write a letter to him in May of 2016. Maybe he would see me again. So I did, and I knew enough to handwrite the letter. He's Mr. Anti-Technology, so you don't want to use a computer to write a letter. And I said, hey, remember me, Jim Fitzgerald? My name's in the affidavit. Just so you know, I'm retired. There's a miniseries coming out. I want to get it done right. I want them to portray you right. How about agreeing to talk to me? And this went on for about 4.5, 5 pages. And I even promised him a little gift of some artwork of Toulouse-Lautrec that we know he liked. It would have been a copy, of course. And I set up a P.O. box for that, but the man never wrote me. So I guess he showed me that he wasn't going to cooperate with me or the miniseries.
Former FBI Special Agent James Fitzgerald speaking with Newsworks Tonight producer Shai Ben-Yakov. Fitzgerald now works as a consultant to crime shows, most notably Criminal Minds on CBS. The miniseries Manhunt Unabomber can now be seen on Netflix.